Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's what I'm talking about, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, so get your questions or comments ready for him. Veterans Day. That's right. Veterans Day. Want to give a shout-out to vets out there that you might know. Might be family members, might be co-workers, whatever it is. Today is about veterans. And here's the way you can do that. Call us, 855-200-1776. Special line today for all of our callers. The regular line, we just don't say it as often as we do the other one, but we want to make sure everybody calls 855-200-1776 today. 855-200-1776. When you call there, you can leave a message by pressing 1. So just, hey, want to give a shout-out to this vet? Tell us a quick little story about that particular vet. Just give them a salute. Or you can press 2 and chat with us live on the air. So either one, it's up to you.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, that works well, doesn't it?
You bet.
For our veterans today.
Can I start?
Special shout-out to them. Yeah.
My neighbor and one of my best buddies, John Christinger, is 20 years retired Navy. He and his lovely bride, Kim, recently retired from his civilian career, which was related to his military career in the Navy. And then my best man, who was a pilot for JetBlue, was 18 years active Air Force and another 10 years Air Guard. William Ward Taylor, Air Force Academy grad.
That's awesome.
In Kansas City, Missouri, now with his lovely wife, Christy, and their two sons.
That's perfect.
Two of the many in my life.
Rusty Ort is part of the 141st North Dakota Guard soldiers. Went over to Iraq in Fallujah. Ended up at Mortaritaville getting a bomb injury. Give you my shout-out today for Veterans Day. Love you, Rusty. Best of the best. Came back with a traumatic brain injury and all kinds of things as a result of his service for this great country. And this was a guy who got an age waiver, Kev, to be able to join the Guard.
Wow.
So he could go serve this country.
That's awesome.
But, pretty cool. But any veteran, we want to salute him today. So make sure you call 855-200-1776 and just give him a shout out today.
Now, do we include veteran active military as well on this day, or is it just veterans, as in already served, or is it both?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Because veteran to me,
it's everybody.
It signifies someone that is retired now, a veteran. Veteran of, like, the VFW. We go to the VF all the time. Veteran of foreign wars. You know, it's like, I'm the veteran. I was most experienced as opposed to active. I don't know. I'm just, I always wondered about that. Yeah. If it includes active military, boy, my list is too long. The love I got to give up. Oh, man. Yeah, all up and down my friends and family.
Yeah, the official description of Veterans Day says federal holiday in the U.S. observed annually on November 11th for honoring military veterans of the United States Armed Forces who were discharged under conditions other than dishonorable.
Yeah, so it's already served.
Yeah.
So
coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day. Yeah. So you got your answer there.
My nephew, Sean Davidson, just retired after 30 years, Master Chief in the Navy. Got off the boat a year and a half ago and makes his home in San Diego now. Loving his post-military life.
You know, I also want to give a shout-out to these United Patriotic Bodies guys. Because not only do they serve in the military, but then they go to this tireless effort of making sure veterans are honored, and not just on Veterans Day.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, all throughout the year with different events. Yeah. Honor Flight's another one. Yeah.
Oh, you bet.
It's good work. Anyway, we salute you. If there's others that you want to connect, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can text us, too, by the way. In addition to calling 855-200-1776 with your shout-outs, we'll take your salute to veterans by text. That is 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Not taking calls on 271-1100 today. You need to call 855-200-1776. A few more digits for you. You'll be fine. 855-271-1100. Okay? That's the line today.
Not in service. That is not in service. The 271-1100 is not. 855-200-1776 is the number. There you
today.
Go. Yep.
Today, yeah. It's the go-to number for us, so remember that at 855-200-1776.
That's because yours truly is at the Lakeside Studios of What's on Your Mind today in beautiful Minnesota Lakes Country because of the
roads. That's right. That's right.
Nasty weather. Friends in Bismarck, 2 feet of snow, buddy. Oh.
Yeah. And I-94, yeah. Bismarck to Jamestown, still not reopened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My friend Bernie, much to her credit, Bernie, got her own snowmobile running.
She, her?
Yep. Bernie, congratulations. She's up by Park Rapids and listens. Good job, kid. Got her own snowmobile. Spark plug changed. Her husband, Big John, a friend of ours, passed away, and it was the first time she's had to get that done as a single woman. So, kudos, Bernie. Got that snowblower ready to go.
Yeah.
It's time to fire it up.
It was almost easier to shovel. I did a little bit of it this morning than it was to snowblow. You know that when it's, I think we got just barely over an inch.
Yeah, Fargo-Moorhead. Dino called it though, right? Central part of North Dakota. Boom.
Absolutely.
2 feet in Bismarck. That's unreal. Here we go.
Jeff and Arthur, let's get you in here with a veteran shout out. Jeff, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I'd like to acknowledge my dad. He was actually in the last combat unit to leave the Vietnam theater at an air base in Thailand. And he was on a weapons loading crew there and came back. And, you know, he got no acknowledgement at all. And he was really treated. Nobody cared where he'd been, what he did. And he went to UND and joined the UND Vets Club, just out of curiosity, I guess, and there was really no activities at that time in the 78, I think, 77, 78. And my mother, he never talked about it. My mom said he just didn't get a very good welcome, and he just really never cared to do much about it. And he just did what he had to do and came back to nothing.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, that happened to
so many story. I know.
Vietnam vets. So I think it's one of the great travesties in our nation's history. It's just a black mark.
Yeah, it wasn't fair. But, you know, he made through, he got through, he got an education and worked the rest of his life and got through it.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeff, so glad you called. Thanks. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. 855-200-1776. Your veteran shout-outs are welcome today on the program. Here's a comment on something completely different out of Montana. Montana voted no to save babies born alive after botched abortions. Montana is now California, just so you know. California is such a disaster, it's dumped out into Montana. So don't think Montana's like North Dakota. You know, kind of the Wild West at all. Sad but true. That would be my analysis on how something as horrible as that could happen in Montana. Awful. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
I give a shout-out to my ex-father-in-law. He was World War II. He's 90-some years old, but Durham, Minnesota. But anyway, one of the last days of the war had been signed, but they had got it out to all the troops. He said that they, when he found that out, he said, I pulled 21 dog tags that morning of people that had been killed in a battle where the Germans and the U.S. had hurt. Yeah, he said, that's hard to forget that.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding, it'd be hard to forget that. Huh? 21 dog tags? Yeah, did you say 21?
Yeah. Oh. 21, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. He lives in Perham, a great man. Yeah.
Appreciate that call, Jim. Thank you very much. Shout out to vets today. 855-200-1776. John Hinderrocker from Center of the American Experiment at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer for the full hour. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Any questions for Senator Cramer on any topic, legislation, things you want done in the Senate, whatever it might be, feel free to call us at 855-200-1776.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at indieestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the University of Mary. One student says the University of Mary offers you so much more than you realize. No dollar amount can compare to what the university has to offer, but even if it did, the University of Mary is extremely affordable. How about that? That's actually official. U.S. Department of Education reports that on average, Mary students pay less
they pay less, and they graduate with less debt than students at some of the nation's most notable public and private universities. And one of the things I love online, you can be a student anywhere. And they help you combine your experiences and passions with the degree program that positions you to succeed professionally and personally with credit given for some of your life experiences. So if you're thinking that, hey, 40 or 50 or whatever, I'm going to get a degree, you could be well on your way. Find out more at umary.edu, umary.edu. All right, some text rolling in. By being distracted by this Trump DeSantis baloney, we're losing focus on what's going on in Nevada and Arizona. Darren Beatty is posting on Getter that Nevada will be stolen. Get focused.
Yeah, I'm not paying any attention to it.
No, you're...
Nope. I could, that's Trump's drama. It's uncalled for. I can't believe it, but then again, it's Donald Trump. So he's shooting himself in the foot by doing stuff like that. But
does it make you think any differently of Trump?
Yes, but you know, it's Trump. I mean, but he can't get out of his own way. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get that part of it. Tired of that. Just focus on the policies and what you're going to fix and how you're going to do it specifically. If I was in his ear, that's what I'd tell him.
You know, I think there's the usual little snips back and forth and the kind of Trump drama, if you will, and, you know, him.
Yeah, we got it, you know.
But I think this one's different. This one seems different to me.
It is different.
This is an all-out blast on someone who just had a successful night running the table in Florida. I don't know.
The state in which you live, man.
It's breathtaking to me.
I know.
It is.
It's to everybody.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see now. Big announcement Tuesday.
But to the listener's point here, I guess, it's not making me any less focused on Nevada or Arizona. We had to watch those closely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of eyes on it.
Texter says, don't get me started on Mark Levin. He was wrong in Syria. He was wrong on Bill Barr. He was wrong on the Bushes. Mark Levin is not the know-all, be-all, by the way. He admitted he was wrong on three things I listed, and Donald Trump was right. I could list more, but you get my point. By the way, you see George W. Bush, the warmonger, himself coming out in support of Ukraine and funding. The man who cost us $10 trillion in Iraq, and he supports DeSantis. Very interesting. All right. Some of your text comments, 701-237-1590 to text, to call us, 701 correction, toll free. This is easy. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Guess how many ballots Arizona has left to count, Kevin? What would you guess?
Oh, we ran it this morning. I heard the audio from the guy. His name is Bill Gates. I don't know. What was it? It's over 100,000, isn't it?
500,000 ballots.
Yeah.
They have 500,000 ballots to count. It's Friday. Election day was Tuesday.
Yeah. It's incompetence and the epic fail to the definition of that phrase. Unreal.
Oh my gosh.
You had one job. And how bad is it that when we were all eyes were on this election and with that, you know, and completely ignoring all eyes being on this election, you fail, you screw up that bad. You couldn't have done those tests, make sure everything was rocking. We got, it's paper. We're running out of paper. What? okay.
You know, it's amazing. In the Senate race there between the incumbent, Mark Kelly, and the challenger, Blake Masters, and then the governor's race with Kerry Lake and Katie Hobbs, they each have roughly 1 million votes. And, you know, they're within, I don't know, 80,000, 90,000 of each other with 1 million votes. But there's 500,000 he has to count. So you got two races there that stand in the balance.
And what Kerry Lake said is that a lot of the ballots that they're counting are day-of ballots. election day ballots that they couldn't count because the tab machines were down. So they've got to go to the vote center, the central location.
The tab machines were down. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
And then they weren't reporting correctly. They were off by 25%. They were misreading the deals. What? Yeah, you couldn't have gotten that together before election day? Wow.
Another texture says, come on, people. Red wave does not have to be nationwide. Think war strategy, like playing chess.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll lose pawns in order to win the game. Red wave was strategically staged in smaller locations rather than entire nation this time. Trump knows what he's doing. Trump, DeSantis issue is a ploy. Keep the faith. And with that, thanks to all the veterans for their service on this Veterans Day. Amen.
We'll see about that. I like it. You know, the Trump DeSantis thing. Maybe they come out together and go, like an SNL skit, kidding!
Yeah, that'd be all right.
To the theme of Friends, who knows.
On Tuesday.
You've got a friend in me. Who knows?
Here's another veteran shout-out. Retired Chief Master Sergeant Paula Johnson, North Dakota Air National Guard, 119th Fighter Wing. First and so far only female state command chief.
Love it!
I love it. Paula Johnson, way to go.
Great. Fantastic.
Like a boss, female staff command chief. And we love our hooligans. Thanks very much. Keep those shout-outs coming, for sure. We love them. 855-200-1776 or text 701-237-1590. This listener says, Trump's behavior is so bizarre, I'm taking it as if he's doing it on purpose so he can completely remove himself from politics because his name has become so toxic. Everything goes back to him, it seems like, even blaming him for the midterm losses.
I don't know what's going on. But
it's definitely bizarre.
I just know what I hear. Yeah, I just know what he's saying.
That's fair. Listener says, is it true in a future war less than 1% of U.S. military will be involved in combat because of robotic tanks, vehicles, and drones? We'll ask that question to Senator Kevin Cramer, who's on the Armed Services Committee.
I would say it depends on the war. You know, it depends on who, what, and where we're fighting. All scenarios are different.
I'll write that down, though, and we'll ask somebody that funds the military. Give you a pretty good idea. So, Texas says, stop beating on Trump. Meanwhile, all our money is going to Ukraine while Biden is destroying the country. All right.
Which is what maybe Trump should be focused on talking about. That's all we're saying.
Another listener, Trump, first impulse about comments made me angry, but still a supporter. But he doesn't make many strategy errors, does he?
Oh, right. Well, don't get us wrong. I mean, there's no world in which if Donald Trump is the nominee for president in 2024 that I'm not voting for him. But come on. This is bizarre, like Scott said.
The caller is suggesting a little chess. More coming up. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Sakunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Veterans Day for past and present military members. Thank you for your service. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins on Fox News celebrates America's military personnel.
It's just a reminder that there's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, that we all work together to protect this country. And that's our number one job, is to serve and protect this country and fight its wars.
Tropical Storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression Thursday night as it crossed the Florida Panhandle on its way to Georgia this morning. The storm had said coastal Florida homes crumbling into the Atlantic Ocean earlier Thursday. and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in place where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm is blamed for two deaths. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will meet in Bali on Monday for the 17th G20 summit. The White House says it will strengthen ties between the two countries. USA Radio News.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
See what's for lunch today, should we? Get you some perfect clean up from cold, snowy Thursday. Lunch specials. Sloppy Joe's. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Aren't they?
That is, yeah.
In Harwood today. Sloppy Joe's. Love that. Chicken fettuccine on 12th and I-29. Beefy noodles on NB Avenue. Chip Beef in Glendon. 45th store has lasagna. Yulin, West Main, Valley City also have great lunch specials. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Good. At PetroServe USA. You just tell them Scott sent you. John Hinderrocker, the Center of the American Experiment. Both Minnesota and North Dakota doing the good work, spreading freedom. John, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. I'm coming to you from Phoenix, where I am participating in David Horowitz's Restoration Weekend. It's a great 3 days of conservative activity, having a lot of fun.
Are you feeling restored?
Well, ask me that on Sunday. It's going to take a little while to restore me, Scott.
But I think a lot of us could use a little pump up these days. What'd you make of election night?
It was a disaster. You can't sugarcoat it, Scott. I mean, the issues were lined up in our favor once in a lifetime. I mean, the cost of living, crime, illegal immigration, the nonsense going on in the schools, issue after issue should have had people trooping to the polls to vote for Republicans and for conservatives. And it just didn't happen. And I'm just frankly stunned that in an issue environment like this one, the Democrats can actually hang on to power.
Do you buy the argument that all the talk of the red wave that really consumed much of the political environment over the last 3, 4, 5 months drove a blue wave, a counterpunch?
I don't know. I think other factors are more important, Scott. I mean, for one thing, abortion. I think with hindsight, the Supreme Court probably cost Republicans the midterm elections with the Dobbs decision. Dobbs was clearly right as a matter of constitutional law. But I think it did have the effect of energizing the Democrats' base and driving turnout in a way that I think is kind of stunning. Everybody knew it would do that to some extent, but I think it did it to a greater extent. You look at the votes of young people. I mean, we got absolutely slaughtered among young people, and I think abortion is a huge part of the reason why. And I would add Donald Trump. I would add Donald Trump. I mean, there are areas of this country where Donald Trump is absolute poison. And if you are associated with Donald Trump, you are going to lose. And, I think we saw that in a place like Pennsylvania, where we had this kind of odd Republican candidate hand-selected by Trump, closely associated with him. And he couldn't beat, in a purple state, he couldn't beat a candidate who sadly is visibly impaired following a stroke and not capable of discharging the duties of office. And our guy couldn't beat him. So I think those were big factors that were in play.
What happened in Minnesota? Minnesota, just Minnesota?
Scott, I'll tell you, bad as it was nationwide, honestly, it was worse in Minnesota. The Republicans not only failed to take the House, which they had been absolutely confident of, they actually lost the Senate, which they had held narrowly. And now it's Katie bar the door. We're going to have an all-Democrat government, and we're going to be hanging on for dear life for the next 2 years. What happened? Well, I think abortion drove an enormous turnout among Democrats, much greater than you would expect in an off-year election. Again, with all the issues seemingly weighing against the Democrats. And I think Donald Trump has become very unpopular in Minnesota. We saw that in 2020. He ran quite well here in 2016, did not run well here in 2020. And so those things hurt. But here's one thing, Scott. I was privy to some of the private polling that was being done in Minnesota. The Republican leaders in the Minnesota House thought they were going to easily take control of the House. They had themselves winning, lots and lots of seats. And for some reason, I can't explain it. I don't know. For some reason, the polling was just way off this year. And we Republicans are used to being underrepresented in the polls, right? We've gotten used to the idea that we're going to do better in the election than we did in the polls. And so if the polls look close, we feel pretty good. But that didn't happen this year. For some reason, actually, the Democrats, I think, somewhat outperformed the polls. And so we really got to go back to the drawing board in terms of understanding, how to measure where the electorate is at.
Yeah, that's what's my next question. What lessons do you take away from this? How do you pivot going forward? And by the way, it's election week. It's no longer election day, but it's election week in the country. We still have 500,000 votes in Arizona that haven't been counted. 500,000
yeah.
Votes. I mean,
I'm in Arizona right now. I mean, it is a scandal. And one of the problems we have is that our election processes are so slipshod, so easy to manipulate, that it erodes people's confidence in the results. I mean, the shining example of how to do it right is Florida. Florida is a huge state, so it's spread over two time zones, but man, they close the polls and bang, they'll give you the results. And we've got too many states. We know what could be done, but we've got too many states that just don't do it. And all of us are concerned that it opens up the door in a close election to shenanigans.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is that there's certainly a plausible scenario here where the House and Senate ends up in Republican hands, tight. Obviously,
possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Most people are predicting the House will. 211 seats right now for Republicans, 198 for Democrats, and they continue to count in California. And obviously, we've got the race in Nevada that has Republicans ahead, and then we're watching Arizona, and what's the other one we're watching? Oh,
well,
of course, the runoff.
The Georgia runoff, Scott. I mean, is it all going to come down to the Georgia runoff again?
Could. Yeah,
I think it will. I think it will.
But I mean, my point is, then you look at this and say, "Well, it wasn't all that bad a night," if that scenario plays out.
Scott, I think that is putting too nice a spin on it. I mean, the out of power party usually does much, much, much better than this in midterm elections. And with the issues the voters had in front of them, I mean, if we can't win when we've got 8% inflation, rampant crime, millions of illegals coming across the border, what better setup is that for a really decisive red wave? And that's what we all thought was going to happen, and it didn't.
Yeah. What issue do you think is a winner for the conservatives going forward? What issue should we get behind and sway this back the other way a little bit?
Well, I mean, obviously inflation and crime are huge issues. They continue to be, and we're on the right side of those issues. I think one thing we need to do is get back to talking more about spending and taxes. I mean, we've got to the point where our governments, especially our federal government, flings around trillions and trillions of dollars, and the accounting is coming. I mean, we are cruising for a crash if we don't get our spending and our debt under control. I think we've got to start talking about that again, as we did decades ago. And I think the schools are a good issue for us. One of the bright spots in Minnesota was the Minnesota Parents Alliance and the parents who ran for local school boards, and a lot of them won. It was really an earthquake, and we're going to see that again next year and the year after. And I think more focus on the schools and how we can make them better, not just more expensive, is another issue that we need to be talking about.
Texter says, what is the Republicans' plan to get something done or more investigations and waste 2 years?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, Scott, it is very hard to get a lot done when you've got control of the House by about 3 or 4 votes, and you don't have control of the Senate, and you don't have the president. And honestly, I'm afraid we're going to be playing defense. I think the best we can say is that with Republican control of the House, how much damage the Democrats can do is going to be very limited. They're not going to be able to come through with any more $2 trillion spending bills, for example. And beyond that, sure, the House committees can carry out various kinds of investigations. I'm not as big a fan of congressional investigations as a lot of people are, Scott. The committees don't tend to do them all that well, you know, in my opinion. You know, they don't use the tools they have, and the tools they have are inadequate, frankly. The executive usually just ignores requests for information and documents from congressional committees. So, yeah, they'll do some of that, and hopefully it'll make a few newspaper headlines and do some good. But I think the realistic forecast is that we're going to be playing defense in Washington for the next 2 years. Now, in 2 years, we're going to take the Senate, unless things go completely haywire.
Let's hope so. That's for sure. I don't know what to believe anymore. Something seems so obvious, and the crime where it's at, the inflation where it's at. You would have thought that this election would have been a slam dunk, but I'm with you. Yeah. It's a head scratcher. Well, you enjoy restoration time in Arizona, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, our guest weekly on What's on Your Mind. Philip in Fargo, go ahead. You're on the program.
Hey, Scott. I want to do a shout out to my lovely wife. She's got 2 more years to go, and she'll have 38 years in the armed forces at the Air Guard. She's been there for decades. I appreciate you listening to that gentleman, listening to him whine about the reason I predicted exactly what happened. My wife knows. I used to teach. What happened is we're sitting here whining and wringing our hands about Trump, but the whole problem was that we didn't have concrete solutions presented to the public of what we were going to do when we got in charge. It's pretty simple on that. We can wring our hands of Trump, but you never see liberals do that. We're sitting here wringing our hands about Trump, and you notice the gentleman was talking about crime, taxes, and the border. What were our solutions during this, prior to all, after the election? We're in a post-election society. Don't hold your heads down. Conduct the investigations. If Democrats were in charge, do you think that they close shop? I don't understand why we've become so weak as a country on this.
It's interesting analysis. Yeah, thank you, Philip, and thanks for the shout out to your wife as well. We love it. Thanks, Philip. Take care. Interesting point that he's making, Kevin, about how you don't hear Democrats sort of having this infighting. You don't
know,
really, do you?
Yeah, we rang, you know, you called it all out, but there was no real specifics in time to what we were going to do to fix it. I get it. Totally get it.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fide, all those great leathernecks out there. Marine Corps has a birthday today. How many years, Kevin?
No, it was just, I think it was yesterday or the day before. 247th right. Birthday, yeah.
How about that?
I want to say Wednesday. But yeah, this week. My brother-in-law, Pete Bosin, one of my favorite veterans. Pete was a Marine for a lot of years. And has the tattoo on his arm to prove it. And the cover of Time magazine. He was actually on the cover of Look magazine. I was He was part of the capsule rescue helicopter teams that went out and retrieved some of the, I think, a couple of the Gemini splashdowns, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, he had quite the career.
President Biden is in Egypt today, gave a speech, talked about how the U.S. is doing our part to avoid climate hell.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Doing our part as in we're going to destroy the economy.
Yeah.
Over some pig in a poke so we can come to Egypt and pound our chest and tell you how good we are. What a joke.
Climate hell.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Science is devastatingly clear on climate change, he says. He's going over there
that is
pandering.
That is an absolute fact. He is absolutely 1,000% correct on that. And science has proven that climate change has been a factor on this planet for millennia. Billions and billions of years.
No.
Climate change, sir.
It's us and flying around the last couple of years. And it's
listen, we're not getting off. I don't care if it's another 100 years or another 500 years. More than likely, mankind is not getting off of this rock alive. This planet, I've heard a couple of more TED Talks and different things from people that, you know, when you really look at this, if you think for some reason more taxes and more mandates and more electric cars and all of the nonsense to save the planet, good luck with that. Because the planet's going to do what the planet does. And when she decides she doesn't want us around anymore, just like millions of other species, she's going to kick us off too. That's the bottom line. We're nothing special.
We are celebrating veterans today. If you have a veteran you'd like to celebrate on this program, give a little shout out to 855-200-1776. Simple as that. 855-200-1776. Real simple. Okay? One more time. 855-200-1776. Let us know who should get a shout out today. We appreciate him. You can text too, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Texture says, so sad to have to listen to another media source that wants to spend its time on a scapegoat. Kevin should go to work for one of the alphabet companies. How does McConnell and McCarthy get off? They were in office and backed once again the rhinos. All right. Don't know exactly what the criticism is for there, but we'll take it. There is
I'm all about Mitch going away, but he was not for re-election, so.
Yeah, he might go away, depending on what happens in this outcome here. I think if Republicans don't take control, for sure he goes away for a new minority leader. But let's hope they take control. Right now, 49 seats for Republicans, two more for control. Democrats have 48 seats. So we continue to be, are we close or are we close? Yeah, and it's election week. I don't know if you knew that, but it's election week. We don't have election day anymore. We have election week.
Well, it's election month.
Might be election month.
Like,
yeah,
I
before
think,
we're
well,
done here.
What did the guy in Phoenix, like a week from Monday, maybe. I really can't nail it down quite yet, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Another texter, all of the Republican politicians are so afraid to say what really happened and is happening right now in front of your eyes. Voter fraud. That was in caps. So you know the significance of that shout-out. Another listener, Florida fixed the election problems. They set up a task force, and they did not allow the feds in. So that was the least manipulated election and is probably representative of most states in reality. Trump still won pretty big. All these wins and voters represent MAGA. MAGA got out votes. Republican establishment didn't get out votes. MAGA was up against the corrupt Democrats and the Republican establishment. For being alone and with both forces against him, it was a great day and a show of force of the America First movement.
Absolutely agree on Florida. Thanks, Ron DeSantis, for that, too.
Yeah.
I think that is a great representation. And the fact that they flipped Miami-Dade County, the numbers that they did, unbelievable.
It is.
And the message wins. And if this is as bad as we think it is, or think it was, that it could be, you know, this nefarious activities going on in these states with our systems, all bad.
One more text here before the break. What a cop-out to blame Trump. But then that's what everybody does. Trump was our best president ever. Zeldin and the candidate for Oregon governor didn't campaign as a Trump-endorsed candidate. He should have. He would have won. All right.
Not blaming Trump for anything other than attacking his own, you know, it's like he's got an all-star hitter at the plate and he's pitching to his own guy and he's trying to hit him in the head.
It's Veterans Day, folks.
Get it.
Salute those vets. Bring them on. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text 701-237-1590. A Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind continues.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here. Now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.